Need Bob?
Bob, can I talk to you, sir?
Need Bob.
Open the House Committee on Rural Communities, Land Use, and Water. Today is Tuesday, February the 24th. And I am going to open a work session for the possible introduction of committee measures. And we've got a long list of LCs to introduce, minus one that we're going to do separately and talk about. Vice Chair Helm, I would take a motion on all the other ones.
Very good. Chair Clem, I move that the following legislative concepts be introduced as committee bills. LC 1564, dated February 19th, 2015. LC 1574, dated October 24th, 2014. LC 2075, dated November 24th, 2014. LC 2111, dated 11/19/2014. LC 2858, dated 1/29/2015. LC 2898, dated 1/16/2015. LC 3028, dated February 16th, 2015. LC 3112, dated 1/28/2015. LC 3161, dated January 29, 2015. LC 3163, dated February 24th, 2015. LC 3164, dated February 2nd, 2015. LC 3359, dated February 20th, 2015. LC 3515, dated January 30th, 2015. LC 3516, dated February 3rd, 2015. LC 3517, dated February 3rd, 2015. And LC 3518, dated February 6th, 2015.
Now I get to repeat the motion.
Obi.
Vice Chair Helm, I wonder if I have to read them all. You know, yeah, all right. Vice Chair Helm moves that LC 1564, dated 2/19/15, LC 1574, dated 10/24/14, LC 2075, dated 11/24/14, LC 2111, dated 11/19/14, LC 2858, dated 1/29/15, LC 2898, dated 1/16/15, LC 3028, dated 2/16/15, LC 3112, dated 1/28/15, LC 3161, dated 1/29/15, LC 3163, dated 2/24/15, LC 3164, dated 2/15, LC 3359, dated 2/20/15, LC 3515, dated 1/30/15, LC 3516, dated 2/3/15, LC 3517, dated 2/3/15, and LC 3518, dated 2/6/15, be introduced as committee bills. Whew. Is there any discussion? And colleagues, remember, a vote to allow the introduction of these committee bills in no way implies support for the bills, just that they would be introduced as committee bills, and then we would, you know, either hear them or not at some later date and time.
I have a job for you in radio.
Yeah, that's all right. All right.
It was very good. 60-second commercial.
Any objection? If not, the bills are introduced as committee bills. And then can you do this one separately?
Okay. Chair Clem, I move that the following legislative concepts be introduced as a committee bill. LC 3504, dated February 13th, 2015.
Vice Chair Helm moves LC 3504, dated February 13th, 2015, be introduced as a committee bill. Any discussion? I can say this one's being treated separately because there's a little miscommunication where I inadvertently attributed this bill to Representative Gilliam, and actually the people that had this drafted is a group of folks through their attorney who brought it to me, but it's in his district, and so I inadvertently put it on the list as a Gilliam, LC, which is not true, and caused him some consternation. So we just wanted to talk about this briefly before we introduce it. Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate your comments and your understanding on this particular LC. I'm fully aware that, just having chaired committees before, that, again, just because we're voting that this be accepted as a committee bill does not mean we're yay or nay. We reserve that right. However, The way this bill is written and the content, which I'm not going to go into today, we'll have opportunities to discuss this, I think is far too extreme for the kind of discussion I'm hoping to have. It does not prevent me from believing that under your leadership, we can have a discussion with stakeholders on this issue. I just don't think personally that this is the vehicle for that. So for that reason, I'm going to object, and at the right time, we can talk about the issues that are behind this bill.
Great. Committee members, this bill has a large statewide implication, and I think even for the sponsors, it's probably meant to be more aimed narrowly at a particular situation, but it's a state statute that is being used in the situation. So it's pretty broad right off the bat, and I think that the conversation that the folks bringing it want to bring is about, you know, a particular project, and it's written to apply to the whole state at this point. So I can certainly understand, given both sides of it are in your district, why it would be probably a good idea for you not to support even the introduction, because either side could use it against you later, and you're in a probably a safer place to just let it get in the system, and then we'll talk about it with the parties involved as we go. Any further discussion on this one? Any objections besides Representative Gilliam and Representative McLean? I'm not going to have my first party line vote over a committee bill introduction, so we will table this motion for the moment and move on to the rest of it.
Would
we'll
you
talk
like
about
to
it.
Stand at ease for a second?
We can. You can also just talk to them while I'm doing the rest of the business. So let me table that motion for the moment. Let's move on, and let me open a possible reconsideration and work session on House Bill 2435. So, colleagues, the other day we passed this great bill, and we forgot to do an amendment in my rush to get through the agenda that the sponsors of the bill, along with, I can't remember the other party involved, maybe it was the cities or counties, but they had worked out an amendment to this bill about infrastructure loans to help benefit rural communities, rural infrastructure projects, but there was a dash one amendment that needed to be adopted, and I got excited and we passed it down to Ways and Means without adopting the dash one amendment. So we have the possibility to basically recall that vote and then amend the bill with the dash one amendment and then re-vote on the bill as amended. And I talked with the proponents, and while they could amend it in Ways and Means, given the way bills and Ways and Means work, that could be May. And in the meantime, the people alarmed about the bill not yet being amended will have 4 months worth of strain, stress, and worry. So I thought I would just ask you to get it done here so it can sit down there in a form that is a consensus form rather than the waiting to be amended form. So with that, Vice Chair Post, how would you like? This is a bit of a strange one. It requires the two-thirds vote because we're suspending the rules.
We're all the way at the top. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess you actually start. You make the motions.
Oh, apparently I can. I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on House Bill 2435. Is there any objection to the motion? Apparently it's not debatable. Seeing none, then the rules are suspended. I move that we reconsider the vote by which 2435 was sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection to the motion? Okay. Motion passes. So now the measure is back in front of us again, as if we hadn't voted. So now I need a motion to adopt these dash one amendments.
Okay. Chair Clem, I move to adopt the dash one amendments dated 2/12/15.
Vice Chair Post moves we adopt the dash one amendments dated 2/12/15. Is there discussion? Is there anybody that needs to know what these amendments are? Or these are the two people responsible out here. These are your amendments. Everybody's happy if we do this?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, any objection? Seeing none, the amendments are adopted.
Chair Clem, I move HB 2435 as amended be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Post moves House Bill 2435 as amended and be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Great. Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Gilliam.
Aye.
Representative Gomber.
Aye.
Representative McLean.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye. Excused.
Vice Chair Helm.
Aye.
Vice Chair Post.
Aye.
Chair Clem.
Aye. Motion passes, and we will send this bill, this time for real, to the Committee on Ways and Means. Okay. The next one, is Mr. Peden around, or someone from the rural newspapers? Let me open a work session on House Bill 2456. Then this is the I wasn't here for the public hearing, but this modified the House Bill 2254 process that the Department of Land Conservation and Development talked about. We had a public hearing the other day, and we have no amendments. We do have the no revenue, no fiscal. I'm looking because I wasn't here at the Chandler Jillian's Honeycutt crew. This seems fine. All right. Okay. I take a motion. I know it's your bill. You think it's fine.
Chair Clem, I move that House Bill 2456. I move that bill to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Helm moves House Bill 2456 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? The only thing I will say in general, it's not necessarily about this bill because I'm not sure what I know that I know the modification exactly, but there's a lot of discussion in non-metro areas about urban growth boundary and the length of time it's taken in places like Woodburn and the difficulties they've taken in Bend. I at least am really hopeful that this new process helps in those situations because that's the theory under which it's created, is that these rural communities don't have the time and resources to be 17 years in a process that they think maybe should take 4 or 5, and that's the whole point of 2254. It was agreed to by all the stakeholders, so hopefully it will work out well, and if we need more modifications to it, then that's useful for us to work on, I think. So with that, is there any further discussion? If not, would the clerk please call the roll.
Representative Gilliam.
Aye.
Representative Gomberg.
Aye.
Representative McLean.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Excused.
Vice Chair Helm.
Aye.
Vice Chair Post.
Aye.
Chair Clem.
Aye. Motion passes and the bill is sent to the floor. Let me open a work session on House Bill 2444. This is the Department of Agriculture's bill we heard regarding their adjustments to the statutes relating to their mediation program. And I would take a motion on this.
Chair Clem, I move House Bill 2444 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Post moves House Bill 2444 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Gilliam.
Aye.
Representative Gomber.
Aye.
Representative McLean.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Excuse.
Vice Chair Helm.
Aye.
Vice Chair Post.
Aye.
Chair Clem.
Aye. Motion passes and the bill is sent to the floor. I think I did not assign a carrier to the last one either. Do people have objections to adding these two to the consent calendar? Do you think they need talked about? Are you familiar with the consent calendar?
Yeah. Okay. So why not? Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's done it yet. We could be the first to put things on the consent calendar.
There is, Mr. Chair. There is a consent calendar on Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got beat to the punch by somebody.
There's two tomorrow.
I don't really see, you know, given the fact that land use, I'm not sure if there's ever a consent calendar for land use. So 2456, I think 2444 is probably a good candidate for consent calendar if you want one.
Sure. So if there's no objection, we'll do House Bill 2444 on the consent calendar. And then 2456, given I was not at the hearing, I probably shouldn't try and carry it. Vice Chair Howell, can you carry this one for us?
Sure.
Great. And then I've got, so we've got a bill that I believe was inadvertently referred to our committee. There's a companion bill that goes with it in another committee, and we've been requested that we give up our rights to this bill and voluntarily send it over to the House Committee on Human Services and Housing. And it has to do with trying to find state-owned lands that could be made available for potentially affordable housing type needs that are just sitting around as surplus. And they've got apparently the other part of the bill over there, and we've been requested that we send it over there and let them work on it, because it's more of an affordable housing issue than it is a land use or anything else issue. So that's the bill, House Bill 2881. And let me open a work session and we can have discussion if we want to resist the request. So how about a motion to
Chair Clem, I move that HB 2881 be moved without recommendation to the Committee on House and Human Services Housing.
Vice Chair Helm moves House Bill 2881 without recommendation to the Committee on the House Committee on Human Services and Housing. Is there any discussion?
Chair, I'm just looking. I've not read this bill. I'm looking at the caption. I don't believe this is the inclusionary zone bill, right?
No, it's not. Right. That's already over there, apparently. Yeah.
All right. Well, that would be a tad more controversial than this.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I don't think we have any objections.
No, relinquishing control of ones like that would certainly be worth a visit to the Speaker's office and a debate. I don't think this one is it probably rises to the level where we're going to get a visit from somebody if we refuse, and then we've burned all our capital over nothing.
But there are other issues to use your chits for,
yeah, that's
Mr.
Right.
Chair.
Any further discussion on the motion to move without recommendation to the other committee? Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Gilliam.
Aye.
Representative Gomber.
Aye.
Representative McClain.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Excused.
Vice Chair Helm.
Aye.
Vice Chair Post.
Aye.
Chair Clem.
Aye.
The motion passes, and the bill is sent to the Committee on Human Services and Housing. Do I have anybody from the rural newspapers here yet? Still,
Mr. Chair, is there? Are we going to amend this?
There is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I just want to make sure that somebody could talk about the amendment. But why don't we stand at ease for a moment? Let me go scour the hall for a second.
If you want.
Okay, we're back out of recess. I think there's a slim chance that Mr. Peden is running down the hall, so let's deal with our other one first and see if we can get him breathless here in a moment. Otherwise, we're just going to move forward. Okay, so let me return to the... They're good to go. Well, let me just finish this one then. I think I had not yet opened the work session, so let me open a work session on... Where is it? House Bill 2445. And I would take a motion on House Bill 2445, if anybody's got
ready.
One. Okay. Vice Chair Post.
Chair Clem, I move to adopt the -1 amendments dated 2/11/15.
Vice Chair Post moves the dash one amendments to House Bill 2445 dated 2/11/15. As their discussion, these are the amendments related to satisfying the concerns of rural newspapers about their traditional usage of these announcements to get the word out to folks in rural communities.
No, I appreciate the Mr. Chair, the Department of Agriculture's willingness to amend it, and I think the final this dash one does what it should do, and that is when we have a quarantine, we're not asking the department to advertise in a statewide newspaper of statewide circulation, but instead to advertise in a paper of general circulation in the area of the quarantine. I think that makes much more sense, and as well, of course, an alternative means are a permissible way to also supplement. So I think that's a very good resolution, and my thanks to Lisa Hansen of the Department of Agriculture.
Good. Further discussion on the dash ones? Okay, any objection to the dash ones? Seeing none, bill's amended. Vice Chair Post.
Okay, Chair Clem, I move House Bill 2445 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Post moves House Bill 2445 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
I'll say this, Mr. Chair.
Representative Gillies.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to quickly say, I too want to thank the department for their ability to stand down and work through this. I want to thank the loudest voice, the closest voice to rural Oregon on our committee, Representative McLean, and again, Mr. Chair, for your willingness to work things out and not go too fast. This is a good bill.
Thank you, Representative Gilliam. Did you want to offer your town crier amendments at this point?
I'll stand down on those.
Okay, great. Seeing no further discussion, would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Gilliam.
Aye.
Representative Gompers.
Aye.
Representative McLean.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Excused.
Vice Chair Helm.
Aye.
Vice Chair Post.
Aye.
Chair Clem.
Aye. Motion passes and the bill is sent to the floor. And well, Representative Witt will be the carrier.
Yes.
You lose. Okay, last is let me reopen the work session for possible introduction of committee measures. And we were in a discussion of the motion on House Bill, no, LC 3504. Representative Gilliam had noted his objections. Are there, I don't know if procedurally I need a new motion or not.
No, you just tabled it, Mr.
I tabled it, so I'll just remove from the table the LC 3504. Any discussion on LC 3504? Representative Gilliam, again, noted for the record your objection. Any further other objections? Seeing none, LC 3504, dated 2/3/15, is introduced as a committee bill. And colleagues, I will tell you, we had, if you had followed our first three revisions to this agenda, we had other bills, and people, for various reasons, you know, are working these things out to where, you know, maybe they'll come in not having two sides to the bill. So I always try and promote that, but I may have to start putting more bills on the agenda because that keeps happening to us, where people are realizing that they're unlikely to get to roll the other side in this committee. So they're just realizing, why come and have the debate? Maybe you should go work it out first before you come here, which I think is a positive outcome, but it's leaving us with weird agendas with very little to do because I end up canceling all the bills right before the last moment. So at some point, we're going to run out of time where if people want their bills scheduled and then change their mind, that's it. Your bill's dead at that point. But for now, we can accommodate this kind of, I think, productive facilitation to let people get real with each other before coming in with unfinished bills. But I apologize that you're going to have a big hour gap in your schedule, but I'm sure you can use it.
It's a shame.
With that, I will adjourn the committee.